Dwayne, it's nice to speak with you. Thank you for your time.
It's nice to speak with you as well, Mike.
And so it's getting eerily close to Halloween, and that, of course, means trick-or-treating is almost upon us. So what kinds of spooky activities are taking place in Alamogordo?
Well, in Alamogordo, we just got through with, on Saturday, the Alamogordo's Zoo Boo, which went off very well. And now we're going into other places that are going to be having Halloween activities, such as the New Mexico School for the Blind and Visually Impaired will have their Halloween Carnival Spooktacular, which is Wednesday from 6 to 9 p.m., and they have games, activities, and a food court that all operate on what they call Bat Bucks, which are 25 cents each.
Did you say Bat Bucks?
Bat Bucks.
Bat Bucks.
Yes.
Okay, so it's sort of a currency system like Disney dollars.
Yes. So people can purchase them for 25 cents each.
Sounds like a lot of fun. What else you got?
Yes. We also are going to have Tula Rosa will have their Halloween off Granada Street, which is a trunk or treat. They'll also have games and costume and pet costume contest. They advertise that it's a human contest and a pet costume contest, and they'll have food and candy and live music. And also happening that day too is going to be the New Mexico State University. They're going to have a trunk or treat, and their activities are the same thing. They're not mentioning any contest, but it's more of a haunted campus that they'll have. And then the Alamogordo Police Department will have their, they're going to have for the first time this year, they're going to have a little haunted house in their lobby. The Elks are going to have a trunk or treat, and there's going to be a variety of things going on from now until through Halloween, and we'll have that all in the Alamogordo Daily News today. On another aspect of the Halloween thing is Horror Hall is open for business now, and that
now what is Horror Hall? I'm still new to the area, so I have never heard of Horror Hall. But what is it for people who aren't aware?
It's a haunted house. They have you go into Horror Hall and you get scared, and they do all kinds of things that are spooky, and it's a fun time.
Activities for both kids and adults to take part in. That sounds like a good time.
Up in Cloudcroft, they have their haunted village, and it's a variety of things and activities people can do up there. And we'll have all the details of that and when places are open in the paper today.
All right. Now, we also happen to have a free Legal Saturday taking place as well. What kinds of legal services can people take advantage of?
Yes, it's the 12th Judicial District Pro Bono Committee that's hosting it at the Otero County Courthouse here on New York Avenue, and they can get a consultation with an attorney, and they can help them navigate through the process that they need to go, or if anybody has any questions about what they need to do next in a case, they can get that guidance from an attorney. They can meet with one for about 15 minutes. It's free and open to the public. It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and that's Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Excellent. Dwayne, thank you so much for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.